Now I read verse 13. And shall receive the reward of unrighteousness as they that count it pleasure to revel in the daytime. Spots they are and blemishes, reveling with their own deceivings while they feast with you. Now, I want to make a rather strong statement here. And that statement is just simply this, that here in verse 13 and in the next verse, we're going to see the utter corruption of the human heart. You see, when a man thinks wrong, he's going to act wrong. You just can't escape that. And we find today that there are a great many people that feel like, this is my life, I can live it and do as I please. And we have men today in government that are immoral, definitely immoral. I mean, it's well known. They have affairs with other women that are not their wives. We know that most of them drink, and many of them drink to excess today. And they say, this is my business. My private life is my business. My friend, their private life is not their business if they're representing this government and representing my country. I want to say to you that if it's their private life, then get out of where they are, because they are hurting their country today, and they're hurting us. They say, this is my life, I'll do as I please. Well, my friend, we want men in government that are men that are sober, men that are honest, men that are moral men. These are the things that are desperately needed today. And he goes on to say, verse 14, having eyes full of adultery, and that cannot cease from sin, beguiling unstable souls and heart, they have exercised with covetous practices, cursed children. My, this is harsh language that he uses. And don't think, my friend, that God doesn't intend to judge them someday. Now, they not only are guilty of all of these immoral excesses, but notice verse 15, who have forsaken the right way and are gone astray following the way of Balaam. Now, we have Balaam mentioned three times in these last books. And here's the first one, the way of Balaam. We'll have the era of Balaam in Jude and the doctrine of Balaam in Revelation. And each one is different. And here is the way of Balaam. What is the way of Balaam? Well, let's keep reading. He's the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. Now, he knew that he should not go and prophesy against Israel. But he loved the price that was being offered him. He was a covetous man, but was rebuked for his iniquity, the dumb ass speaking with man's voice forbade the madness of the prophet. Why, he was mad to go. And that jackass that he was riding spoke to him. As some wag has said, that in the old days, it was a miracle when a jackass spoke. And now, in our day, it's a miracle when one of them keeps quiet. Well, here you have one that spoke, and he spoke to Balaam. He rebuked him. Why? Because of his covetousness. And friends, I believe that you will find that the religious racketeer, I think you can judge him by the house he lives in, by his standard of living, by the car he drives, and about the money that he spends. You can generally judge him in that way. I knew one of them that was a religious racketeer. He lived in a $75,000 home, would be today a $250,000 home. And a friend of mine, when he heard me say one day on radio, why don't you go around and check up on the radio broadcaster, see where he lives, see what kind of home he lives in, see his standard of life, what car does he drive? He said, I thought that, speaking to me, he said, and this man's a friend of mine, he said, I just thought you were wrong and that you shouldn't have made a statement like that. But he said, I thought I'd check up, and he went out. Checked up, he said, this man living at that time in what would be a $250,000 home today. He said there were two Cadillacs parked out front, and there was a swimming pool. And he said, I heard about some things in his life. And he said, I came to the conclusion I was supporting the wrong thing, the way of Balaam. The way of Balaam, covetousness. And that's the way that a false religious teacher, one of the ways he can be identified. And God will judge him for that. Now, I move on. This is really harsh language, is it not?